about?
It was what it was, and it was a good experience, and I'm sure she'll remember it and value it for a very long time.
I forgot what you told me. Is she in a 2 or a 4 year program?
4 year.
So in addition to all the time she spends in the kitchen, she's got to take the regular academic classes and come out with a full baccalaureate.
She's also going to not only have her original intended major, she's going to also be focusing on getting business administration as well, so she'll be well-rounded.
As long as that well-roundedness is academic, not physical.
No, I'll be the one that's going to be well-rounded physically from all of her delicious stuff that she made.
Oh, she left stuff in the fridge and the freezer for you?
No, she didn't leave stuff in the fridge, freezer, or whatever for us. It was the stuff that she made while she was here.
Okay. And the elder child, is he overseas or in the States? I don't remember where he was now.
He is stateside until sometime in December when he will be going to Korea.
Okay. So, it's not going to be really smart for him to have a pet with all this moving around. I guess you've permanently inherited a third dog.
Yeah, at least for another 15 months or 17 months or whatever it is, yeah. We inherited this dog.
What happens with his housing down by the main base? I know at one point he was in on-base housing, but most of the time he was off-base housing. You sign a lease, what happens to it? What happens to all your stuff? You still pay rent? Or you have to vacate the apartment?
He never signed a lease. It was always a month-to-month thing. And then, after his whole situation was cleared, he's been renting a room at a guy's house. There's three of them. Two of them are soldiers, and the guy who owns the house works as a manager at the local Lowe's. And they all, became friends and whatnot, and my son gets one room, you know, nice large room, common areas and whatnot. The other guy, George, gets same type of a deal. And then the guy who owns the house has the rest of the house. So, it works out. He's got a parking spot. He's only a couple minutes off the base. And when he goes to Korea, that will be his home base. All of his stuff, other than the car and the dog, get moved and shipped over there with him.
So I guess he keeps his personal possessions down to a minimum so they don't have to ship that much and things get lost in shipping.
Yeah, you don't go traveling around with a 50-inch, you know, flat-screen TV or anything. You keep it just stuff that you could pack into your rucksack and you could leave. So anything that's not gonna be transported with you, you either give away or you sell, which is why there's always lots of stuff going on back and forth around Army bases, because, you know, you can't take everything with you.
So I guess someone like any of Army, Marine, whatever personnel, computers best if they're laptops.
Yes, your laptop is pretty much so your life. That can move around with you, no problem. But, you know, you're not going to be taking a big tower and a monitor and keyboard and speakers and your favorite thing. You might be able to squeeze an Xbox into your stuff, but then again, they're easy enough to sell and then buy a new one when you get to wherever you're going.
This new meeting to Post Exchange.
Yes, new meeting. And CPN Mobile, by the way. Stevie's down in the mouth of the rat.
Okay, so we won't expect him to show up here in a little while. NCST at Conjunction Bart.
Oh, you really did get a jump this morning. What's the matter? He couldn't sleep?
Alarm went off. I got into the shower, got dressed, and actually laid my clothes out the night before, so I didn't have to go hunting for things in the closet.
You didn't want to get dressed in the dark?
I always do. I have the light from the bathroom spilling into the bedroom, and if I go into the closet, I have a little mini mag light.
Like I said, you want to get dressed in the dark. Now you know how she who must be feared feels, caring about the light spilling out of the bathroom and running around with a little flashlight in her hand, opening and closing drawers, looking for things. Me, pretending to sleep and chuckling under my breath.
Actually, that would be reversed. She knows how I feel. She only does that if you're on furlough. I do it all the time.
Yeah, but I usually wind up saying, why don't you just turn the light on, get what you need, and turn it off. You're not gonna affect me at all.
And that comment probably infuriates her because she's no longer able to claim martyrdom.
I can't be a martyr if you won't let me. My God, stop doing this.
So I'm getting set to change some lights on the outside of the house. And I had to pull out wiring diagrams for the in-wall timers, seeing how they were wired, determine whether I could buy LED fixtures or did I have to stick to the incandescents.
So what was the determination?
One of the timers has a neutral, the other timer does not. So the timer with the neutral, I could have used an LED because it's just breaking and making the circuit. The timer without the neutral, it's got that little low voltage current going through the bulb, so you can't use the LED.
If that timer goes into error mode or fails, if the bulb burns out, then you cannot use an LED. If you can unscrew the bulb and the timer continues to operate normally without any trouble, then you can use the LEDs.
Well, one of the timers, I have to reset the clock, but not the entire memory. You know, that's weird. It's got a little battery backup in it. It stores the program, but doesn't store the time and date. So every time I change the bulb, I have to change the time and date.
That's the one that will not work with an LED bulb.
You got it. That's the one that's just breaking the black wire.
You were a green wire guy.
I don't think that one's got a green wire at all.
So did you just change the timer and then get two LED bulbs and then be done with it?
No. The fixtures that the wife picked out came in incandescent anyway.
Ooh.
So one of the things that I had was a space requirement. One of the fixtures I'm talking about is one over the garage. And when they put
my noisy spot.
Right, 5.
I just rolled past the repeater site and to PPN Mobile, so I'll be there in a little bit, and you'll be getting better by this transmission because you'll be on the rise.
Senor, I'm on the rise. So we ended up getting new outdoor fixtures, both front and back, getting ready to side the house, and that's when you change them.
Yes. Oh, I forgot to tell you, Eric put a preamp on the new machine, and it works a bit better. We'll have to try it out maybe later this afternoon if I'm around when you're coming back, and see how much further from the west you can get into it. So you might try when you're over around like Queens Boulevard-ish on your way back home and see if you can get into it.
I knew something was different because I called you on 310 and I was able to pick up the machine from my house, and that was a dead spot.
Yes, so if you are able to get in from your house, which was at that spot where you couldn't get in before, then that proves that the preamp is working. He also said that there's going to be another one going up in a very, very prime location.
Oh, they're going to link them together, so they'll have multiple inputs?
There is no linking. There is no linking. Common talk groups, and I'm sure that that'll be the case when it's all said and done.
Yes, but are they going to be on the same frequency pair?
Oh, I would assume it's going to be on a different frequency because it's going to be a different physical machine at a different physical location.
Okay. When you get the information, let me know and I'll load it in.
Not a problem.
Well, I will speak on you later, maybe. I'll be getting out somewhere around 2 o'clock. And I will try to hook up with you if you're out about then. Because I'm at the toll booth. And it's 2:33. Midtown Tunnel.
I speak to you later. Have fun at work. And to PPN Mobile.
Charlie.
W2SET Mobile, KD2CWZ.
If somebody's trying to get in and repeat it, but not audible, I can't make it out.
KD2ESY, listening.
KD2ESY, KD2CWZ. Can you copy me, Andy?
Maybe not a good location.
Just switch to Glen Oaks.
Today, I don't know why. Again, my location is probably not so good either. I'm up by the expressway. Right?
T-Mobile is on frequency. So Andy should be here and Phil.
Yo, Peter, can you do your flight?
Okay, very good, Andy. I'm on the 8-5. I'm just not in range for Selden yet, but I'm on 8-5. Phil, you in there? Let's turn it over to Phil. Go ahead, Phil.
Yeah, W2SET Mobile, JD2CWZ. Yeah, I'm yep.
Okay, very good. I'll turn it over to Andy, and we can rotate it, you know, back to you and around. And if anybody else is coming in, you know, they'll join us and join in there. So, all right, so Andy, very good, and I'm glad you had a good summer, and I also had a trip to San Francisco. This is North Carolina didn't work out because I didn't want to go down there alone. For the first time since my mom passed that I wanted to be with somebody. So my friend couldn't make it. He had some issues with his diabetes testing or whatever it was, and so then I did plan B and went down to Florida, Orlando for one night, and then Cocoa Beach, and had a nice time down there. It was very lovely, nice time. I got back, I think, August 3rd. We had the memorial service on the 15th, and I went to San Francisco just for 5 days, 4 nights, August 21st. Got back last Monday, the 24th. So it was nice. I got a couple of trips in, and it was relaxing. Andy?
I tell you, the life of a teacher is an easy one. To travel all over the place. What a great life. Again, I should have been a teacher. Now, school wants me to teach, but it's not a full-time thing. That would be pretty interesting. I used to teach early mid-80s, scuba diving. That was, I rather enjoyed that quite a bit. I'm almost 3-7 here. I got off Northern already. I'm linked in to Selden. And, Pat, why don't you pick it up, please? KD2ESY.
Hey, KD2ESY, KD2CW. You sound jealous, Andy. my wife always says the same thing. She's already lamenting that, you know, next week it's back to work. It's only been off, like, the whole summer. That's why I went to the, you know, I went with the Board of Ed just to have all the days off. So she says, like, who's the foolish one? Yeah, my wife goes back next week to the New York City Public Schools. I think she's got to go back Tuesday. I don't know when the kids go back in. It may be Wednesday.
That's right, exactly. Your wife still has another 10 days to go.
For tomorrow, I believe. Yes.
I always laugh at that, you know, they go back to school and like a week or two later they're already off. This year's weird. I know she said, I guess it's Rosh Hashanah, it's Monday and Tuesday, so that's a 4-day weekend state. But Yom Kippur is like Wednesday and Thursday, it's in the middle of the week, September or the fast week now, but
If she got those 2 days off, we'll probably stay home.
Yeah, Yom Kippur is on a Wednesday, and it's just one day in the middle of the week, the 23rd. So we have Labor Day next Monday. Now, some schools are closed Friday as well. It's just a very crazy, situation. With the New York City schools, they go in, the teachers go in next Tuesday, and then students come on the 9th. And a few districts are doing that on Long Island, like Plainview, Old Bethpage is one, and a couple others. I think that's where Jay's wife is, I think, starts till next Tuesday. So all different startups. The majority of people are doing the, conference days today and tomorrow, or one day of conference tomorrow, but most of the students are coming in on Wednesday. But there's a handful of districts that aren't starting until next week, so it's crazy. And then you have Rosh Hashanah the following Monday, the 14th and 15th, Tuesday. I was going to go to New Orleans, but it was just too much to do that many trips. So I just got back from San Francisco, kind of watching my pennies a little bit. No, but I got those two nice trips. And Andy, I know, well, it's not a perfect situation. I mean, there's a lot of other things that take it out of you with the students. And that's why I think 2 more years and I'm going to call it a night. Currently in 3, but it might be 2. Over to you, Andy.
No, Pete, I am just kidding around. The grass is always greener on the other side, so to speak. I can always find good things. But I really like it a lot. The fact that non-ionizing radiation, I don't have to pick anybody with needles, so I like to work. Pick one, okay. I'm trying to retire. That's more research. Pancakes, so I'm going to pass. I have no plans for these holidays. I'm working as usual. Traffic here.
By next week, everything gets back to normal. Session everywhere. Probably pretty soon, we're not going to be seeing these 90-degree days. I would imagine we still have... I know upstate. I mean, it's just warm up there right now, but the nights are getting nice and cool. Just about every night I was up there, once that sun went down, I was putting on a light coat. Very nice. A couple of times, the heat even kicked on. Sounds so strange in the middle of the summer, but up there, yeah, it happens. Over to you, Pete.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, your way up north, I know you got a lot of bad thunderstorms up there, but, because we seem to miss a lot of storms. In fact, last night, there were some storms that I could see, I left the beach around 4:30, and it looked kind of darkish on Connecticut side, and you can see there was some thunder activity along the shoreline there. So, very good, and so we're moving forward, the rain's not going to North Carolina, in the regular way, but like I said, I talked to the neighbors, they understood I couldn't get down, and that I want to get everybody, since mom's passed, and then I'll kind of move forward, but I'm hoping for Halloween weekend. I always enjoyed going down there for the past, 10, 12 years or more, and Andy, very good. Yeah, no, it's great, the key is that you're enjoying what you're doing, and, start getting up and dreading what you have to do. I have to find something else to do. You want to be happy going into work, looking forward to what you're going to do. And if you become dreading, then it's time to hang it up. And that's what happens in teaching, is it gets to that point where you just can't take it anymore. A lot of it has to do with things that wear you down, like behavior and discipline and certain other things, regimen of it. you know, the early hours, get to the edge a while. And that's why you need a little bit of time, you know, to recoup in between. Andy, over to you.
We have our moments, too. The patients are a bit on the ornery side. So, you know, you gotta deal with it. Just smack them upside the head a few times, knock them out, and do your job and kick them out the door. I know some of the kids in the classes, the behavior of these kids is not what it really should be. Even in Jericho District here, some of these kids can be downright nasty. So you just do what we used to do. You just tase them a few times. They'll teach them a lesson. And, Phil, if you need somebody to help rake the leaves up there, let me know. Steve, fix your roof. I'll do some painting. Sounds like heaven. Guess why.
KB2ESY, KB2CW.
I think I just heard Rich. Andy, the leaves already starting to come down a little out of time, and if you look around, just start seeing some trees, of branches here and there turning color already. I was amazed at that. Rich, N2EO, good morning. Pick it up.
Hold on. Hey, Pete. Okay, yeah, I thought Rich was going to pick it up. N2EO, that's you coming in. We just got a transmission from you, so we'll leave you plenty of space to come in when you're ready. I haven't spoken to you in a while. Hope you've been well, and very good. Yeah, time to do these things. It's good to get up there and help out. hard to do all these things. And I'm surprised to hear your brother Pat wanting to close the pool so early this weekend, but if he has the help to do it, then it's, I guess he's got to do it now instead of waiting later. And of course, his daughters are in college, so they're not So you can always go down to the beach. The water's been beautiful. It's really been great swimming, and it's very warm. I mean, some parts of the Sound are almost up to 80, like 79 degrees. Range from 74 to 79. So we're at the maximum warmth as far as the water's concerned. So, Andy, over to you, unless Rich picks it up there.
Okay, guys. Yeah, I was joking on the cigarette.
Fish, your audio is really low. I'm sorry, it's kind of hard to understand what you're saying. We were in Babel yesterday, as a matter of fact. We went to Center Island Bayside, wandering around there at high down to about halftime. Nice, the water was really nice. A lot warmer because of the Fukushima radiation. It makes me feel real comfortable. Still, I remember driving up to college, up to Colgate, every fall. The foliage was beautiful. Gorgeous. Like 2 weeks before I missed that. Well, as a matter of fact, I'd still like to go. Get this for the work. This is for the birds. I'd rather stay in college all the time. All right, Phil.
ABQ. And I'm hoping to be up there at the peak this year. It's absolutely stunning. You know, some years are better than others. This year, I think, I have a feeling it's going to be really beautiful. But yeah, I already see some, like I said, a little, you know, speckled here and there, and then you'll see that trees are already starting to get a bit of color. I was sitting on my deck last weekend. Now and then a leaf is falling. No wind, but, you know, yeah, you know it's coming. Yeah, we're good 2 to 3 weeks ahead up there. Or behind, depending on your season. But, that's the only thing I'm not looking forward to, winter. I don't enjoy winter anymore. Over to you, Peter.
Okay, very good. Yeah, well, that's why my grand scheme is down south. And supposed to have a worse winter. Rich, yeah, I you know, if you want to send me an email at my Limark address, or I can get your, you know, that. And your audio is a little low, Rich, so if you could bring it up a bit. Because it was, you know, I could hear everything you were saying, but it was kind of hard. Getting close to school here, out at exit 60 now, and just studying colors up there. I hope I can get up to state and get to enjoy it. Andy, I know some of the patients can be a little wondery, but they come and they go, right? Our problems persist a while. Everything has its, you know, plus minus, as you say. So, all right, Rich, I guess it's over to you. Right, then over to Andy. Rich, go ahead.
Very good. Not up to check my...
Yeah, that seems better. Seems better.
What do you think? Patient in there. What I said, Peter. I told you.
I got it run, guys. I'm at the office now. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Casey, to the FBI, you'll be clear.
Andy, we'll catch you later, and have a good day, and stay well. And, I'll catch you this afternoon or tomorrow morning. And, well, why don't we do this over the phone, okay, regarding that. Email me, or I'll email you, and then we'll exchange phone numbers and discuss it further, all right? Rich, why don't you take it and then turn it back over to Phil.
Okay. To PLV.
Be a 2 SCT, you got it. Rich, back to you and then turn over to Phil.
Okay, Rich, I'm going to make this my final. I got some chores I got to do. First thing, I got to get the garbage out because the garbage men should be coming shortly. Peter, nice hearing you. You were missed. Believe me, you were missed. I won't catch you this afternoon because I'll be at getting the PET scan. Maybe I'll catch you tomorrow morning. It's good to hear your voice. Good to see you back again and in relatively good health. 73, Rich, 73. I'll catch you guys later. KV2CWC, I'll be clear.
My exit, so I'll be pulling into the high school shortly. And, yeah, it's strange. I haven't been out here all summer, so it's been over a couple of months since I've been here. So, I will catch you later, Phil. This afternoon, I'll call in. I'll be on the road around 2:40. I'll be on 2 first initially. Maybe I'll catch you then. So, I mean, now around 2:45 time or so, and then... and then we'll catch you in the morning, too, so take care, W2SET Mobile. And Rich, over to you for your 73, and I have a couple more rounds left with you.
Hey, Peter, very good. Yeah, I was talking too soft. I got up, and, you know, that's what I do when I take... You know, I get my coffee, I talk very soft.
This is why I don't like this repeater. I put my call sign in 5 times, and you guys ignore me. What is with courtesy? I'm always courteous. When people come in, I let them in right away. But you just... Why is people afraid? I don't get it. So that, well, I'm not going to say hello to you guys. I don't even want to talk to you guys now.
Sorry. I'm very sorry. I didn't know. Come on in. Take it easy. We accept anybody and everybody, okay?
Never heard anybody call in, so he's just making something up because we gave plenty of spaces to. No, I don't know what he's talking about. I don't even know who that is or if he's a bona fide ham radio operator. I just know that. And I tried very good. And it's you know my call sign at Limark.org, and be able to reach me, and also if you want to try ptrinchy@hotmail.com, you can try that email as well, the ptrinchy@hotmail.com. So, yeah, very good, Rich. Yeah, it would be nice to try to see you. Things are getting a little busy as we start the school year, but try to get down to see you
and we'll see how it works out there. We'll talk about it. I haven't heard a lot of the guys sporadically during the summer. I heard a few here and there, but not a lot. W2FC T-Mobile.
No, no, it was a misunderstanding, the other gentleman. Are you still there, sir? You're certainly welcome to come in. It was a misunderstanding. Over. He took off very angry. I don't know why. All right, Peter. Anyway, like I say, it was just a misunderstanding. I'm sure he's a licensed operator. Not a problem. When he comes back, he's more than welcome to come in.
Yeah, Rich, so how has everybody else been that you've been talking to during the summer? We had the two trips, you know, and I was... You know, it was a tough summer having lost Mom, so it was a lot of difficult days and a lot of camaraderie, but I've been working through it. It's very different where the situation is. Me and 2FC T-Mobile, but I did have a nice trip to Cocoa Beach. I'll get to North Carolina, hopefully, Halloween weekend, and my mom's good neighbors that live next door, a block away, and Florida was very nice. It was a good change, and my friends there staying at their house, and then it was nice getting out to San Francisco to see my cousin. I couldn't make the memorial service on August 15th. So, back to you, Rich. I have time for one or maybe two more, and then that's going to be about it.
Okay, Peter. Well, I'm glad to catch you on. I don't know when you're getting back. I think you always like trips or frequent flyer. All right. I'm a little upset that gentleman was trying to come in. It was just a misunderstanding. All it was. Back on the street. Really sounded upset. Anyway, Peter, not much going on here. I got my Kenwood and radio at Arch. The house over thousands of dollars. Everything is done. I got my antenna. The 3-4 vertical dipole. Well, best of the best. That Peter, you probably have.
Yeah, I'm just about, at school, so, all right, very good. So, you know, email me, Rich, either way. Got the Hotmail. It's my first P and my last name all together at Hotmail.com, P-E-R-I-N-T-H-E, at Hotmail.com, or you can try the Limar email. Either way, I'll look for it. Let me know to send it out, and I'll look. All right, stay well, and all the best, and I'll talk to you. W2SC T-Mobile. And have a good day, Rich. Glad you've been well. Haven't talked to Hal in a while. Not run into him since the end of June. A few of the others as well. Take care. W2SC T-Mobile listening on your final.
Peter, want to hold you. I will send it to W2SCTLimon.org. I'll send you my phone number. Take care.
Okay, you too. Stay well, and all the best to you. Thanks, and I'll look for that, and I'll check it later on. The best CT mogul.
And to RBP listening. And to RB to listen, and anybody on frequency? And to RBP listening, anybody on frequency? And to RBP clear. Thank you.
repeater system.
Listening.
W2OSR.
W2XR, this is Kilo Delta 2, Easy X-ray Papa. Do you copy?
We got a copy on you. The full call sign is Whiskey 2 Oscar Sierra Romeo. The name is Bob.
Bob, the name here is John. I'm in Jericho right now. I'm working off a portable. How do you copy?
It's good enough for communications. That's not a problem at all. You sound like you're almost full quieting into the repeater.
WBGC.
Breaking station acknowledged. Thanks, Bob. Breaking station, go ahead.
Oh, I just came in to say hello to Bob. It's becoming a habit. Good morning to you also. WBGCS.
Morning, Steve. I keep kidding Steve. He's got a cot set up in my radio that he sleeps on.
Sounds like a man in search of a life.
Well, I don't think so. just around too much.
If you keep this up, I'm going to charge you rent for space in my radio.
So I'll charge you for keeping an eye on it.
Yeah, I don't know what happened on your last transmission there, but I didn't get much out of it. Alright, I gotta run back home. I'm trying to return a radio to China so I can get it replaced with one that works. It's gonna cost me $20 to do the return. Sometimes it's almost cheaper to buy something new from China.
$20, that's about half the cost of the radio, right?
Not really. It's one of these DMR radios. It cost me about $150. So, we'll see what happens with it.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I'm going to try and ask the person that sold it to me to pay for the postage. We'll see how that goes over.
Doesn't hurt to ask.
Oh well, you win some, you lose some.
I think I may just hold on to the radio for a little bit longer. It's usable, it's just that the volume control doesn't work. It's always at full volume.
Is it a bad sonic connection or is it a bad volume control?
Darned if I know, and knowing where this thing was made, I'm not sure I want to try to open it up and find out.
I understand.
Potentiometer?
My guess would be that one end of the potentiometer, probably the ground end, is not making contact. And that's where the problem is. Some of these have an A to D converter in it for the volume control because they'll display the volume setting on the screen. Well, when I turn mine, I get nothing. Anyway, guys, have a good morning. I'm back home, W2OSR.
Well, come on, Bob. Open it up and solder it.
Do what I decide to do. Take
it. Okay. WB2ZSE.
Thank you, WB2CSA. Appreciate you coming back. This is KE2IXP, and you gentlemen have a good day.
Hey, you too. By the way, almost like you're off frequency a little bit. If you have an opportunity to put it near a frequency counter, you might want to check it. Anyway, talk to you later. WB2ZSE.
This is KD2IXP. You have a good one.
Juliet Alpha Sierra test. repeater.
K6DPZ. Major KNB, K6DPZ. Are you out there, Rick?